Noon at Durham, New Hampshire, as they take on the Wildcats. With more on that, we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by the head coach of the Black Bears, Scott Atherley. Scott, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how are you doing today?
I'm great, thanks. Are you actually on the bus headed south?
We are in transit. We're about halfway. It's nice to know that it's our closest road trip of the season. So glad to be only going 3 hours away.
Absolutely. And congratulations on yet another trip to the postseason. This is, something like 13 of the last 14 seasons?
Yeah, it is. And you know, we take great pride in that consistency and the fact that we've made it 5 years in a row. You know, that's something we talk a lot in our recruiting process, and just that level of consistency is a real testament to the players that we've had in the program.
And you've had a very strong season again, and doing it with a pretty young roster. I was looking through it, and unless I counted wrong, which is a possibility, 18 freshmen or sophomore players on this team.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, when you look at the totality of our roster, we have a roster of 25 with 17 being first and second year players. You know, it's been a real exciting year, and you know, just so much youth has had great, terrific impact on our success, and we couldn't be any more pleased.
And also looking at that roster, I noted the fact that, and we talked about this with Richard Barron, but you're kind of like the United Nations, two players from six different countries.
Yeah, it's you know, I think the roster, the complexion of our roster, are 9 Americans, 8 Canadians, and 7 Europeans. So we really do have a blend, and you know, and again, I think, you know, having that diversity has really made our team really strong. And you know, for me, it's really you know, enriched my experience in coaching.
Well, you get to play New Hampshire, and of course, you just played them a little over a week ago. Week ago Sunday, a 1-0 victory. What can you glean from that win, and use tomorrow as you get set to head to the postseason?
Well, I think there are a couple things. Our last four matches with them have all gone into overtime. And, you know, one thing we can count on is that it's going to be a tightly contested match. I think they're a good matchup for us. You know, certainly they have some great players that have really carried their team that we're aware of. But I think more importantly, you know, we understand that we played really well in our last matchup against them. And, you know, we had terrific success. And I think that's something that our players can really look to and fall back on in terms of our most recent experience.
Who have been your leaders for you during the course of the season, Scott?
You know, we've had really across the board, we've had a lot of consistent performances from many players, but I think two really have to jump out in my mind. One is, and they're both our captains, one is Kendra Ridley, who's really been a mainstay in our back line this year, and she was just named to the second team All-Conference. Kendra's been really great at, you know, kind of solidifying our back line, a great communicator, has really provided a lot of cover in the back for us, and a lot of teams have had trouble, you know, getting through our line because of her. And then the second player is Vivian Bile, who today was named to the first team All-Conference team for the second year in a row. And she's just, you know, really kind of done everything for us. Last year, she was in an attacking role. This year, she's played primarily in a defensive role in midfield for us, and, you know, really has shown her versatility and has maintained her consistency. And both of them have been great leaders for us on and off the field.
It's really been an exciting start to the year across the board in University of Maine sports in the fall and into the early winter season. Is that excitement and that energy and that winning contagious from sport to sport, from player to player?
It really is, and it really is an exciting time for our department. And, you know, the reality is, Rich, when one team wins, we all win. And we really do share in everyone's successes. And that's really kind of the mantra of our department, that we're, you know, we're as good as everybody. And I think the important thing for us is that a lot of our teams are having success, not just on and off the field and in the court, in the ice arena and the swimming pool, but we've got tremendous student athletes that really are great representatives of our institution. So it really is. It's a shared success.
Well, Scott, we appreciate you making time for us on the trip south this afternoon. Good luck in tomorrow's game, and let's hope this is a deep playoff run for the Black Bears.
Great. It's always great catching up with you, Rich. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott Atherley.